Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us. This is the installment of Cisco Security Podcast Series, where we're going to discuss the data center and talk about some of the specific implications in the data center. My name is Mike Nielsen, and I'm the manager for threat control systems here at Cisco. And with me is Mr. Bill McGee. Welcome, Bill.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Glad to be here.
Excellent. So Bill is our senior marketing manager responsible for a secure data center. So Bill, let's jump right into it. The data center is historically just a big building that's like a concrete bunker with guys with guns, and no one was allowed to go inside. Times have changed, right? The entire organizational assets are in the data center, but what physically sits there now?
Well, what physically sits there, I mean, it's the same thing, right? It's your database, it's your application servers, it's all of the information. What's changed is the need to be able to use and access that information in a much more complex fashion. So I've got business partners, I've got customers, I've got internal employees who are churning through that data, mining for it, and then taking that information and using it for, you know, to get their job done or to purchase products and services.
So whereas before a company was kind of like a black box, this is really taking the crown jewels of an organization and just showing it to the universe, right?
Well, exactly. And the goal is to be able to only show them those bits and pieces that they need. But because they're all right there, it's really kind of fostered the development of a whole new set of criminal activity around getting to that information.
That's the interesting point. That there's this threat landscape now has shifted from a model where we've seen a lot of hacks that were done for fun. Now they're done for profit,
right?
And companies with big data centers are real big targets, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the data center is going through this massive transformation right now, where they're going towards the whole Web 2.0 functionality. They're applying service-oriented architecture technologies to make this more robust and to make it more user-friendly for the people that are accessing information, hopefully for, increasing profit and productivity for the organization. But what it's also done is it's made itself a big target for, organized crime and for people who are looking to exploit that information.
So Cisco, when we announced the Self-Defending Network 3.0 back in, I believe it was September of this year, 2007, we talked in a lot of detail around what we've done historically for network security as well as for endpoints. But we've really taken the ball forward now. We're looking a lot more at content security and application security, right?
Right, right.
And what does that mean for things like the regulatory landscape and data protection and user protection?
Well, I mean, historically, security has been focused on, that layer two, layer three network-based security. One of the issues is like SC Magazine, just last October, did a survey. And they published this report showing that like 90% of websites are vulnerable to attack. Most organizations have done only a minimal job in terms of securing the access to this data center. So by applying content and application security into the Self-Defending Network program, we have the ability to, enable secure email and web transactions, prevent data leakage, mitigating more targeted attacks at the higher level, at that application layer that has been ignored or certainly hasn't gotten the attention it deserves. There are a lot of issues around policy and regulatory compliance. If I'm a business that's doing online transactions, I've got a whole lot of requirements related to either securing the data that's stored on my network or data that's passed through my environment.
So if we look at places like privacyrights.org and stopbadware.org, I think it's like 200 and something million user personal information, financial records information has been exposed since 2005, right?
Right.
That's a huge, huge number. It's safe to say that every adult's been exposed at some point in the U.S., which is terrifying. But the more interesting stat, I think, is stopbadware.org tracks how many websites have been hacked and exposed mm-hmm. and are now like malware redistribution sites. 265,000.
Right.
And that's it. Really talks to the problem with securing the data center, not just to protect the assets that you've got, but also protecting your customers from being hacked as a result of trying to get to your real data.
Exactly. So there's a lot of problems around this whole new environment for e-business that most of the applications and software that have been developed to enable this process just simply weren't designed with security in mind, and the overhead associated with identifying flaws in your software, your applications, and then going in and fixing them is astronomical.
Yeah, exactly. So let's actually look at the data center physically and start at the edge and work our way in.
Mm-hmm.
The the crown jewel sits somewhere behind the perimeter, right? But let's talk about the edge. What needs to be done there now, given that there's so much of this intellectual property in the data center?
Well, the idea is I really need to control access, and I need to be able to make sure that people coming in are only allowed to access those bits of data that they are authorized to use. And so I've got my traditional, you know, layer two and three firewalling, intrusion prevention. I need to step that up and make sure that the edge protection is looking at that layer four through seven. It's looking at application protocols and making sure that things are being used appropriately, that my traffic is being appropriately segmented so that somebody who's allowed to come in and do one particular transaction can't slide over into the other part of my data center and access information they shouldn't be able to get to.
That's a really important point. Protocol normalization, application normalization. People, vendors claim to be able to do this stuff, but in reality, when you turn on things like app inspection on some firewalls, it cripples them, right?
Right.
So it's what's different now about us versus some of the other folks in the industry?
Well, I think probably the most unique thing is the ability to take your security functionality and blend it with the functionality that's built right into the network, right? So I can tie directly my security solutions into things like VLAN segmentation and the kinds of inspection that I can do or the controls I can apply at the network layer itself.
So you're applying these controls directly to the web apps. That actually takes us to the next point, that when you go past the edge, you're really at the web access tier. What happens there?
So at the web access tier, that's where I've kind of separated out all of the other traffic, and I'm really looking at this layer seven stuff, right? I'm looking at the specific web application traffic. So I want to be able to apply specific web security solutions. I want to be able to do real bifurcation and content inspection. I want to be able to do harden the servers. So I've got servers that are sitting out there that are feeding information back and forth. I need to make sure that they're not exploited and doing what you'd said before. They turn into, you know, malware distribution centers and things like that. But I really want to start segmenting and virtualizing that traffic so that it can only go where it's supposed to go.
Okay, cool. So to recap then, the first order problem at the edge, you're really trying to do most of the state-based inspection, firewall inspection, the signature inspection with IPS, as well as the DOS prevention. So the baseline layer 3-4 network protective mechanisms there. At the web access tier, then that's when you're starting to get really dirty with layer 4 through 7, looking at protocols, looking at applications, and seeing what's now in those pipes and where you're trying to get to from there, right?
Right. Yeah. And the big thing that's coming around the corner is going to be all of the XML traffic that's coming into your database and the ability to examine and to control and to secure your XML traffic, which is a whole nother beast altogether.
There's an analyst firm that recently announced, I don't know if announced is the right term, but XML traffic is going to be like half of internet-based traffic in
right,
the next
Gartner,
year.
Gartner just said that by this time next year, over half of your traffic will be XML-based.
I think it's fair to say that people are woefully unprepared for that transition to take
Absolutely.
Place.
Absolutely. There's very little in place to do that. And XML is a completely different animal when it comes to, you know, securing and inspecting and analyzing that traffic.
That's true. So you're talking now about the applications and the interactions from app to database. Then you get into the storage tier, and people don't think about security at the storage level, but it's pretty important from a network perspective, right?
Oh, absolutely. So, right. So when you're talking about those millions of people that have had their information stolen, a lot of that is simply because someone, you know, walked off with a disk that had, you know, lots of information on it. So we've really got two ways this is going, right? I'm coming in through the front end, and I'm trying to mine that information by injecting code into your database and mining for information. But, you know, the plain old walking off with the laptop or the disk is pretty easy. So encrypting data in motion, encrypting data at rest is critical. I've got to be able to encrypt that on the fly when it goes to the disk and then decrypt it when I need the information.
Yeah, the dog ate my backup tape should not be an excuse for 47 million records walking out the door, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So with that in mind, what are the first steps that people should take a look into when they're starting to evaluate the next generation of their data center security strategy?
Well, they need to really make sure that the folks inside their organization that are running the application side are talking to the security operations team and the network team, that those people are getting together and they have an integrated approach to all of this. In my experience, a lot of these people are completely segmented away from each other, and they're not sharing information. And then they've got to come up with a policy on how they're going to approach all of this.
Okay. That makes sense. Well, Bill, thank you so much for joining us today. That was really, really good information. I think we need to point people to a couple of websites, if I'm not correct. The first one would be to our self-defending network website at www.cisco.com/SDN. I'm sorry, cisco.com/go/SDN. And the second website would be cisco.com/go/TCC for threat control and containment. That'll get you down to the data center security stuff and the SDN 3.0 stuff, right?
Yeah.
So that being said, Bill, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, yeah, you're welcome. I'm glad to be here today.
Appreciate the expertise. And this is Mike Nielsen signing off for the installment of Data Center Security and our Cisco Security Podcast series. Thank you.